USA News. I'm Corey Myers. In his New York State civil fraud trial, former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million. USA's John Schaefer has details.
He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. The judge also fined his sons and imposed a 2-year business ban on them in New York. Allegations against Trump include artificially inflating his net worth to secure better loan terms. Trump contends that the case is politically driven and argues that since the banks profited, there's no victim. His legal team says they will appeal.
A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirming the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged the House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. Alexander Smirnov falsely claiming that executives of Ukrainian energy firm Burisma admitted to hiring Hunter Biden to access then-Vice President Biden. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans, who have used Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflicts if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Despite Egypt's denial of preparing for refugees in the Sinai Peninsula, sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians if they flee across the border. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is scheduled for next month. NASA announcing that 3 astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on their journey to the ISS aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on March 1st. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Tiger Woods won't be playing in the second round of the Genesis Invitational due to illness. That's according to a PGA announcement. Tiger was won over through 6 holes before leaving the course on a golf cart yesterday. Woods also previously withdrew from the Masters in April last year and had surgery on his ankle after admitting to being in constant pain. Prince Harry hoping that his father's cancer diagnosis will bring his family back together. It's no secret that Harry and his brother, Prince William, have been at odds since Harry gave up his royal duties in 2020. Harry hopes they can come together now that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and treated for an enlarged prostate. If Billy Joel put together an all-star band, who would he ask to be in it? Howard Stern told The Piano Man that he thought he should have been a part of the Traveling Wilburys, the supergroup of the late Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and George Harrison, along with Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan. Joel told Stern he once thought of putting a band together. It would be himself, Don Henley, and Sting, and maybe John Mayer on guitar. So why hasn't it happened? Joel said, well, everybody's busy. Paul McCartney's bass guitar that's been lost for 50 years after it was stolen from the back of a van in 1972 is now back home in Sir Paul's hands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.